This week's Torah portion is called Behalotcha. Aaron, the high priest, is given the task of lighting seven lamps of the menorah in the tabernacle. According to Rashi, the great medieval commentator, Aaron's role was very significant in that he did two things. He cleansed the candlesticks, and then he would light the lamps of the menorah. There is a great lesson here of perennial relevance. Many times we wish to bring light into our lives, not simply physical light when it's dark in a room or outside, but rather light in the form of godliness or in the form of fulfillment or happiness. And we expect to see such light just as instantly as we would switch on a light bulb or a light in our vehicle or a flashlight on our smartphone. The Torah portion teaches us that just as the menorah had to be cleansed before it was lit, we too must cleanse our hearts and souls before we can receive light. As we go through life, many of us build a protective wall around our hearts, which prevent any light from coming in. Perhaps you might fear entering into relationships and allowing yourself to be inspired by others because you have been hurt or injured by people in the past. At some point or another, we have all felt abandoned by God, and therefore we place all kinds of barriers to allowing any godliness into our lives. I know some people who will never walk into a synagogue because of a bad experience they may have had a number of years ago. Our objective must be to work hard to cleanse our hearts of all the elements which blind us from receiving light in our lives. We will accomplish this task by tearing down the walls that are built around our hearts. These barriers serve as a conduit of frustration and cynicism. They ultimately make us much weaker people. While this task may seem difficult, you will find the light which enters your life quite enriching and rewarding. In the words of the psalmist, "Who shall ascend into the mountain of God? And who shall stand in his holy place? One that has clean hands and a pure heart." I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel of Kehilat Moshe. Please check us out on the web at kehilatmoshe.org, where you will find all of our podcasts, both past and present. And please visit our Facebook page and Twitter at KM Sheep Said Bay, and feel free to leave your comments or any questions you might have. Thank you very much for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.